This is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent for the Wildcat Extension District. I have been fielding lots of calls these past few weeks on grazing systems, weed management, and alternative options. Producers are interested in a longer grazing season, and that means fewer days of putting out hay. They are also looking for a more manageable pasture system. There are basically 8 management practices to make this happen. Stockpiling a cool season forage, stockpiling a warm season forage, growing legumes, growing summer annual forage, growing winter annual forage, reducing hay losses in storage, and reducing hay losses during feeding. Demonstrations have been conducted with as few as 5 head and as many as 500 head, underlining the fact that an extended grazing season can work for nearly any sized operation. These demonstrations utilized herds of cattle, herds of horses, and even small ruminants, confirming that the program can work for all segments of the livestock industry. Producers might not achieve a grazing season of 300 days by adding a single practice, or during the first year, but each practice adopted helps get closer to that goal. Getting started is often the biggest hurdle. Deciding on which practices are most beneficial and in what order to start using them can be very confusing. The University of Arkansas Research and Extension has developed a 5-step process that helps focus efforts on practices that can have the most impact with existing forage resources. The key is to start with the existing forage base and always plan at least one season ahead to ensure plenty of time to incorporate each new phase. The first step is to take a complete inventory of the forage base. Identify what forages are available for grazing during each season, and then build on that inventory by improving existing forages with management practices like fertilization and weed control. The third step is to add a complementary forage to fill in any seasonal gaps, and be sure to plan short-term and long-term options. The fourth step is to outline your forage and grazing practices for the year ahead, and don't forget to write it on the calendar. And finally, monitor and adjust forages and stocking rates by keeping records of each practice. Keeping records of the successes and challenges associated with different practices is important. These records can be notes on a calendar, or if you're a more detailed person, you can use a logbook or a computer. Some of the records you might find helpful as your system gains longevity are hay feeding, beginning and ending dates, when planted or stockpiled forages are ready for grazing, soil nutrient differences, and it's also fun to know how much time and money you save during the program. Severe conditions may not occur every year, but good records will provide a reference for practices that worked best in good and bad conditions. If you would like to work out a plan for your operation, I can help you create a grazing map and a plan working with your current forage base. Give me a call at the Wildcat Extension District, 620-784-5337.